Hello.
Hi, my name is Dejounte, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Well, I got a charge on my debit card today. We ordered something, what was it, 2 weeks ago, last week or something, and they said it was $7.95 or something like that. Paid that. And then from the same place, I get a charge on my debit card today for $67.32. I want to know what that's for.
Okay. Well, I can pull it up for you. Can I have your zip code?
64429.
64429. And your first and last name?
It's under Charlene Neal.
Thank you so much. And can you verify your address for me?
410 East 5th.
Thank you so much. Give me one moment while your account loads. Okay, I do see that. Let me see what this is. You entered into a contest for a Ninja knife set for $7.95 on November 13th. When you
Yeah.
entered into that, when you entered into that contest, when you entered into that contest, it does state in the terms and conditions that you agree to at the bottom before you submit your entries, that it is going to automatically enroll you into a discount membership. And that's the
What?
60, yes, that's the
I don't
6732.
want that.
I can cancel it for you so you won't be so you won't have any further charges.
To cancel that.
Yeah, okay, give me one moment. Give me one moment.
But are we still going to get the $7.95 for the knife?
It's a contest. So if you win it, then yes, sir. But the $67 to the $67 is a discount membership where they send you a $125 gift card, but it also keeps you enrolled in that they re-enroll you each month
No,
and
no, I don't want that.
okay, well, I canceled it. I went ahead and canceled it for you. Are you ready for your cancellation number?
Yep.
Okay, C as in cat.
What? C as in cat.
262
262
654
654
155.
155. So that's putting my 6732 back into my account, right?
No, sir. The because it was pre it was pre.
So what you're saying is I'm getting screwed out of $67.32.
Oh, well, it was in the terms and conditions that you agreed to.
I didn't agree to nothing.
When you put in the order for the knife set, the at the bottom that checkbox that you the box that you check, that's agreeing to the terms and
Did you
conditions.
check a box? She didn't check a box.
You have to check the box to enter into it.
She didn't have to. She just put her name and address. She didn't check no box, nothing like that. I want my $67.32 back.
Let me see.
I'll eat the $8, but I want my $67.32 back. That's bullshit.
Okay, as a customer courtesy, we are able to refund 35% of it.
I want my 6732 back. I don't want 35% of it. What, you're taking my 6732 for nothing? You ain't giving me nothing.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me speak with the manager and see what we're able to do for you, okay?
Yeah. You need to do nothing like that again. Well, they were going to take it out once a month. Yeah. It's not a knife set. It's a discount card or something. I don't know.
Okay, Mr. Neal, I did speak with the manager, and she was able to approve up to 50% of the $67
what?
Back.
No, I want $67.32 back. Let me talk to your manager.
The manager, she's going to state the same thing, that she is only able to approve the 50% back.
What am I getting out of this money that we're spending?
In the email, Charlene.
Did you get an email? She didn't get an email.
In the email, because
she don't have an email. What now?
There's an email connected to this account, CharleneMNeal@gmail.com. You'll receive a $125 gift card for that $67.
She's looking it up. She said she did not give an email address. Is your email CharleneMNeal@gmail.com? How'd they get your email then?
Probably off of Amazon or something. I don't know.
I want my $67.32 back. I'll eat the $8, but I want my 60. You keep your damn knife set. This is ridiculous.
Okay, I'm
on a fixed income, and that $67 is going towards my gas bill. And you want to take my money? No.
Yes, sir. I understand. The most we're able to do is the 50% back.
No, I want my 67. You say she agreed to all this stuff. All she did was put in her name and address, and that was it. And you're saying she clicked this and clicked that. She didn't do all that stuff.
Yes, sir. It's in the terms and conditions for the website that she used.
Did you click on something to use this website?
On that website, it does state that every 30 days you will be entered to win for the price of $56.95 monthly.
Monthly? No, there's no way she'd do that.
It's contest terms and conditions right here on the page.
Well, did you see contest terms and conditions on that web page? There wasn't one. There was not one.
Oh, well, sir, we are only able to do a max of 50%.
How about $67.32 is what you owe me? I'll eat the $8. You keep your dang knives. I don't want none of this stuff. I want my $67.32.
Yes, sir. I understand. We can send you back.
You don't understand, lady. That's money that I don't have.
Yes, sir. We can resend the $125 gift card and then refund you the $33.66.
Do what now?
We can resend the $125 gift card and then refund you the $33.66.
So, $125 gift card to where?
It's a Factory Direct Savings Club.
No, I don't want that. I want my $67.32, and we'll call this done. You were going to hit me up for $50-something a month? And I live on a fixed income.
Well,
I can barely afford to feed myself. I don't understand. No,
well,
this
sir,
is crap.
It was in the terms and conditions that were agreed upon.
No,
when
she
you,
didn't
when
see
you,
no terms and conditions.
She didn't. Well, that
she didn't
that,
climb
that mean
on,
that the
climb.
Terms and conditions weren't read, but they're in the terms and conditions.
She didn't click on no box. She didn't give no email. You guys are getting all this stuff from someplace else. I want my 6732 back, and I want to be done with you people. Otherwise, I'll go to my bank and see what I can do up there.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me speak.
Yeah, give me one moment.
Mm-hmm. Give me one moment.
Every month. Did you just not read the terms and conditions?
I didn't check on the book. I didn't check on the book. It asked for my address, my phone number, my name. It didn't.
No, there's
it
nobody.
It didn't ask me for no email address. Well, I was not. No. Why haven't you seen anything from anyone? Okay, thank you so much for being patient with me. Go to... Okay. Okay, I was able to get that 6732 refunded back to you. It should reflect in your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And you're taking me off this list and losing every other information because I don't want this to happen again.
Well, I went ahead and canceled your account, so you won't receive any more charges.
Okay. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I got upset, but when you live on a fixed income, $67 might not be much to you, but $67 is 3 or 4 meals a week for me.
Oh, I understand. Was there anything else I could do for you?
No, ma'am. You have a nice day, and I'm sorry I got upset, but like I said, that's a lot of money to me.
No, it's fine. Enjoy your day and enjoy your weekend. Have a
All right.
Happy holidays.
Thank you very much. You too.